You mentioned the words distressed property to most beginning investors, and they immediately imagine a property with a sagging roof and broken windows and unkempt lawn and peeling paint. While some distressed properties do fit this profile, others don't. For example, forced sales include those caused by circumstance, the courts, and the law, and these might be considered distressed properties as well. They include conventional FHA, VA, and HUD foreclosure sales, tax sales, bankruptcy sales, General Services Administration, that's GSA, spare property sales, and property acquired by drug arrest, developer closeout sales and auctions, properties taken back by corporations in conjunction with employee transfers, civil judgment sales, IRS sales, probate sales, estate sales. I think I can go on, and these can all be considered distressed sales. Many of the properties that are forcibly sold by the law or courts will also be badly run down and in need of repair. Owners of property who cannot afford to make mortgage payments, for example, probably can't afford to maintain the properties either. Even worse, since a great deal of animosity often exists on the part of the property owner toward the lender or authority trying to take the property owner will frequently strip the property of appliances or other personal property of value and even vandalize the property. I looked at a property not long ago where the defaulting homeowner had poured cement down the toilets and all of the drains in the sinks. Two, if the property is abandoned and vacant, break-ins and pilferage occur that compound the problem. Sometimes owners of very attractive properties are distressed, and that makes the property distressed as well. Now, this is not due to legal or financial difficulties, but to personal circumstances, such as divorce, death in the family, or job transfer. For example, if a homeowner has recently been transferred to an out-of-state job and is currently commuting, they might be willing to sell at a substantial discount just to get the property sold quickly. In these cases, the properties may not be physically distressed at all. So the definition of distressed properties is a broad one, and opportunities with these properties abound.